Anton, congratulations on the new contract. And why did a one-year deal work well for you?
First of all, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I mean, I'm really happy about the contract, and I'm really happy to get a contract with Edmonton. So I think we'll... I mean, I don't know the real information about how long they were talking or so. It's more to my agent, but I'm really happy and I'm really excited to going back to camp.
Anton, your time in Edmonton kind of almost gone the opposite. You started in the NHL, then you spent the last few years in the American League, and this past year was definitely your best season offensively and I think confidence-wise. Was this the first year you really felt comfortable in your role in the organization?
Yeah, I will agree with that. We start out the season, I play with Linus on my wing in Oklahoma, and I learn a lot from him too. He's really, really skilled offensive player, and just looking back to him and learn stuff. And then, I mean, when you get confidence and the points coming, then you feel good. And like you said, it was my third year over here, and you're learning things every year, so it was a good step for me. Yeah.
You also became the captain, giving you more responsibility. Did that make you feel more comfortable, thinking the organization has a lot of faith in you as a leader, not just a player?
Yeah, maybe. But on the other hand, I don't change anything. I just try to be myself and do the same thing I've been doing. But of course, you feel responsible, and that's something that Todd Nelson gave me, and that's something I like too. During the game, that's something makes me growing as a player.
Anton Land, our guest, signed a one-year deal extension today with the Edmonton Oilers. Anton, I know your goal is to stay in Edmonton all year next season. What do you feel you need to do to be a regular next season in the lineup?
Right now, I gotta get stronger and faster. I think they're gonna help my game during the season, especially my offense. That's gonna make a huge difference. So that's something I work hard on this summer, and then see where we're going during the camp.
You were a point-of-game player in the American League this season, but when you came up to Edmonton, you weren't able to produce very much. What do you feel you need to do in your game that's going to allow you to produce offensively at the NHL next season?
I mean, if I know the answer, I should have been doing it when when they gave me that great opportunity. So, I mean, you got to get on a good start. They will help it too. And you got to try to get the puck through net more often and try to challenge my D, either if it's not with a skill move or whatever. Just try to beat him outside or try to put the puck through net and see what happens.
Does confidence play a big part of it for you?
Might be, yeah. I will say that too. That's what I said from the beginning. When come out from the right way from the beginning, that helps you confident. And I mean, every good player, they have good confidence, and when the puck start bouncing the wrong way and you try to do some different, and suddenly you're thinking about too much and you're a little bit late there and a little bit late over there. So of course I will agree with that.
Anton Lander joins us, signed a one-year extension today with the Edmonton Oilers. Anton, you were an offensive player at the American League. Is your mindset coming into camp next year to battle for the fourth line center spot, which is wide open right now, or do you feel you can battle for other spots higher up in the lineup?
I mean, when you come into camp, you want to play your best. And then it's up to Dallas and the organization to see if I'm good enough or if I can do the job. So, of course, you want to play higher up, but you got to go over there and work hard, play hard, and I will play whatever Dallas put me in that case.
In your season-ending meeting with Dallas Eakins, what did he tell you he liked about your game, and what specific elements of your game does he want you to improve?
To work on is, like we talk about, my skating and get stronger and create some offense. I mean, it's not, you don't have to be that smart to see that on my game too, and then my strengths to be the hard-working guy and stick to his system. He was happy about that, but I want to show something more, and we have a good meeting end of the year, so it's something I bring with me here during the summer.
This summer, when you're improving your strength and speed, do you spend most of the time off of the ice, or will you spend a lot of time on the ice getting faster?
I will say most of the time is off the ice. And then closer you come to the season or the camp, you start getting on the ice more and more, and try to work on the skating, more like skills skating, if that makes any sense, more technique and all that. But beginning of summer, I want to get stronger and faster.
I know the Oilers give you your own off-season workout program. What specific areas do they want you to improve on? Is it lower body? Is it upper body? Is it your core? Is it a combination?
I mean, of course, my lower body and my core, that's the biggest key for the skating. You don't get so much faster if you have big arms, but it's, of course, my legs and my core that's going to help me on the ice to get faster.
Which exercises do you like the most? Which ones do you hate doing, even though you know they benefit you?
I mean, I don't really hate any superficial drill, but like I said, you got to do them. And of course, that's all the, how is it, like biking and running, those kind of drills is not my favorite, but being in the gym and do squats and cleans, that I don't mind that. So if you want to know some of the drills I hate and like, so I will say those too.
Anton Lander joins us. Anton, let's talk a little bit about the American League. What went wrong in the playoffs this year?
I think when we start off with those two losses at home in overtime, I think that was tough for us. I mean, if we'll get a tied 1-1 heading down to Texas, it will be a little bit different for them too. But and then we missed a couple of players who was injured, which I think will give us a huge boost. So I mean, we had some chances in the overtime, but couldn't score, and they took their chances and they scored on them, and unfortunately, we couldn't beat them.
Did you notice that much of a difference in the intensity of the playoffs? And do you think that helps you as a player?
Maybe a little bit more physics, finish hex, but no, not really. I think it was of course it was a higher tempo, but not that much that I thought it was last year, especially when we played the conference final against Grand Rapids.
Anton Lander is my guest, signed a one-way, one-year extension today with the Edmonton Oilers. Anton, it's been 8 years since the Oilers have been in the playoffs. The fans are sick of it, and I know the Oilers, some of you have been here 2, 4, 5 years, have to be sick of it. Do the players talk to each other in the offseason, encouraging guys to keep going, or maybe discussing what areas you need to work on as a group to ensure that next year you'll be able to compete for the playoffs?
I think we talk a lot about it end of the season, when you sit down after games or you see them before the games and you talk about what went wrong and all that. I mean, we understand that the fans are tired of losing, but I promise you we don't like it at all. We're really tired about losing, so we got to find a way and try to be in that fight in the playoffs.
This might be a tough one for you to answer, but I want to ask it anyway. When you look at your development, you came over as a 20-year-old. You played in the NHL about 10 minutes a night for those first 60 games. Then the last few years you've spent down the American League. This year you finally kind of got comfortable. Some players can succeed in the NHL right away because that's the ultimate goal. But it takes a long time for most players, and sometimes going to the NHL too early can stunt your development. When you look at your development, do you feel it was maybe stunted or rushed?
I don't know. I mean, it's no right and wrong answer. I mean, who knows? But it's nothing I can do about right now. So I can only do the best of the situation right now. And I mean, we will never get that answer, but it might be, it might be not. And we will see.
Anton Lander, my guest, signs a one-year extension today with the Edmonton Oilers. Anton, you mentioned how you want to come to camp and impress Dallas Eakins. You know exactly what he expects from you, and he's going to be the coach again next year. Will that make it easier for you because you know all summer what the coach expects from you having played underneath him compared to previous years when you always come into camp with a new head coach?
Yeah, I mean, he's a coach that likes the team who work hard and keep the puck and don't give it away, because when you have the puck, then you create more offense and you can control the game, and so I mean, I don't know if I have advantage of it, but I think that make a lot of sense that he's talking about. We gotta be ready when the camp comes, and it's gonna be tough to get a job, and that's up to us players to show Dallas what we want.
Anton, as always, I appreciate your time. Enjoy golfing this summer. Enjoy working out, even those bike rides that you don't like to do. And have a great summer. We'll talk to you in September.
Yeah, you too, man. Have a great summer.